Good morning. About 20 years ago, my brother and his wife and four children went to visit their neighbors who lived directly across the street from them. Whole family came up to the road, stopped, looked for traffic, nothing coming, so they all crossed, except their youngest boy, who was 6 years old. He was standing there, gazing up at heaven, looking at the stars. Apparently realizing he'd fallen behind everybody else, he darted across the road, directly in front of a car, which struck and killed him. Our lesson aim for the day says, to yield ourselves as servants of God so that we can be free from the bondage of sin. Free from sin, which leads to eternal life. But first, there's one thing. For me, it's hard to see eternal life because there's one thing I have to get through first, and that's death. I know that someday I'm going to die, but you know, it's always out there somewhere in the distant future. But some morning I will wake up. For me, it will be today. Today will be my day to die. My nephew's memory verse the week that he was killed, his memory verse at school that week was Psalm 23. I realize it's a very familiar verse to everybody, but I think it's also very fitting for the lesson today. And in memory of John David, I'd like to read it. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. At the funeral service for my nephew, the minister kept saying, when you go out to visit the graveyard, he said, look up. He said, that's John David's physical remains in the grave, but he said he's up there in heaven somewhere. So when you go out there, he said, look up. The graveyard sits right below the crest of a hill. At the burial service, right after they had lowered the casket into the ground, everybody's standing there and looking down into the hole, looking down at the casket. And there was a large flock of geese come right over the crest of the hill, about 15, 20 feet above everybody's head, and they all started honking. And everybody looked up. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, guide us through this life and keep us from the bondage of sin. Help us all to keep looking up. Be with our service today. Somehow touch everyone here that we could go home a little better person than when we came. Thank you for your many blessings. In Jesus' name.